possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Someone with a narcissistic personality could be described as overly self-involved and often vain and selfish. These can be both positive and negative traits, according to Keith Campbell, psychology professor and head of the department at the University of Georgia. Dr. Campbell, what can you tell us about narcissistic personality and how that can be maybe a good thing and a bad thing?
Hi, April. Yes, narcissistic personality it's really a mixed bag. Sometimes we talk about the bright side and the dark side of it. Often the traits that go with narcissism that are seen are positive are things like extroversion, ambition, social confidence, the desire to be on radio, the desire to be on TV, the ability to self-promote, sometimes even charm, charisma. So it does have these positive qualities, especially at first. And the more negative ones, or the ones that are generally more negative, are things like a sense of entitlement, poor ethics, a willingness to manipulate or exploit people, take advantage of people. So these two work together reasonably well in different settings. So recently, you know, we've been talking a lot about politics, of course, and narcissism works in a lot of our political world because it's traits that are very good for being elected, for being popular, for being outspoken. Even the desire to achieve office is something that people who are narcissistic report. But also some of those darker traits really help. Manipulativeness, the willingness to exploit people. Those are actually political skills in many cases, at least in the short term.
You actually talk about the fact that a lot of our presidents might exhibit some narcissistic personality traits.
Yeah, we did one large historical study looking at historian ratings of personality and just seeing how the more narcissistic presidents did compared to others. And it was this mixed bag. The narcissistic presidents got a lot done. They were popular. They were judged as great. They also had some ethical problems and some real ethical lapses. So just to give you some examples, the most narcissistic president for most ratings was Lyndon Johnson. And the stories you hear about Johnson are incredibly harsh. He was a tough guy and selfish and driven and ambitious. But he passed an amazing amount of legislation. He also got us into Vietnam and made some major mistakes that way. So he was a mixed president, and I think his ego made what he did possible, but also caused a lot of the problems. On the flip side, if you think about a really low narcissistic president, especially in Georgia, you might think of somebody like Jimmy Carter. In terms of getting things done, being a bold, charismatic leader. But he's a well-respected man. People like Jimmy Carter. They love him. They think he's a good human being and a great ex-president. But he didn't seem to have the drive or, you know, could be just bad luck, whatever, to reach presidential greatness. So again, it's very much a mixed bag.
So in that way, it can be both a good and bad thing.
Absolutely.
So with that said, how do you feel like our incoming president is going to stack up?
Yeah, Donald Trump is fascinating because he has, I mean, many of these sort of obviously narcissistic features. He's self-promotional. He's aggressive. He's assertive. He has high energy. He can, you know, loves talking to crowds of 30,000 people and getting attention. He also shows this real defensiveness, and that seems to be often what gets him into trouble. So people criticize him, and he'll lash back at the person rapidly, no matter how trivial it is. I think recently it was you know, lashing out at some actress in an awards ceremony. Ridiculous use of time for a president. But that's that sort of narcissistic defensiveness, this sort of bad side. As far as he's going to be as a president, I don't know. But what the narcissism predicts is he'll take big risks, make big changes, might have some ethical lapses. Risks can work or they can fail dramatically.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Keith Campbell, head of UGA's Department of Psychology in the Franklin College of Arts and Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.